Random House Audio presents The Cottage by Danielle Steele. Read for you by David Garrison. Chapter 1. The sun glinted on the elegant mansard roof of the cottage as Abe Bronstein drove around the last bend in the seemingly endless driveway. The sight of the imposing French manor would have taken his breath away if the driver had been anyone but Abe. It was a spectacular home, and he had been there dozens of times before. The cottage was one of the last legendary homes of Hollywood. It was reminiscent of the palaces built by the Vanderbilts and Astors in Newport, Rhode Island at the turn of the century. This one was in the style of an 18th-century French chateau and was opulent, handsome, graceful, exquisite in every aspect of its design. It had been built for Vera Harper, one of the great stars of silent movies in 1918. She had been one of the few early stars to conserve her fortune, had married well more than once, and had lived there until she died at a ripe old age in 1959. Cooper Winslow had bought it from her estate a year later. She had had no children and no heirs, and had left everything she had, including the cottage, to the Catholic Church. He had paid a handsome sum for it even then, because his career had been booming at the time. His acquisition of the cottage had caused a considerable stir. It had been quite an extraordinary house and property for a young man of 28, no matter how major a star he was. Coop had had no embarrassment about living in the palatial home, and was comfortable that it was worthy of him. The house was surrounded by 14 acres of park and impeccably manicured gardens in the heart of Bel Air. It had a tennis court, an enormous pool paved in blue and gold mosaic, and there were fountains located in a number of places on the grounds. The design of the grounds and gardens had allegedly been copied from Versailles. It was quite a place. Inside the house were high vaulted ceilings, many of them painted by artists brought in...